Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
This is Bob Soucy for Patriots Today. This Sunday, when the Patriots seek their 11th straight season opening win, how they fare will depend in great part on how they handle the heat. Not so much from the sun over South Florida, rather from the rush of Miami. And in particular, a defensive front that's seemingly as deep and adept at getting to opposing quarterbacks as any unit in the league. Flanked by ends Cameron Wake and Olivier Vernon, their D-line has helped the Dolphins become one of just four NFL teams to record 40-plus sacks each of the last 3 years.
Any one of them can hurt you on any play if you don't set right or if you don't know the communication of pass pro or the run game. So, I mean, they're all veteran players, and they've played a lot of games. So, I mean, we just got to go out there and do our job.
Which will be complicated by the crowd noise they'll likely encounter on the road. Still, as crucial as communication is to setting protections, for Klein and his line mates, it helps to take their cues from quarterback Tom Brady, who's got a sharp eye for detail, and who sees in Miami much more than simply a dangerous pass rush.
This particular defense is very sound, so like I said, it comes down to a lot of times against this team fundamentals. Their corners, very good corners, and they're close all the time. I mean, it's not like we're going to be open by 5 yards. Dependable safeties that can tackle well. They got very experienced linebackers, a really good pass rush. So there's no real weaknesses on this particular defense, which just means our execution has to be better. You know, it's never been an easy game down there.
Only last December, in fact, Brady and company were left 14 yards short of the lead after his counterpart Ryan Tannehill led a late Dolphin rally to defeat the Patriots 24-20. Now, as Tannehill embarks on his third season, he's in a new offense, seemingly well-suited to his skills as both a passer and a rusher.
He's making a lot of the right decisions this year. He's getting the ball out of his hands fast. He can also run. You know, he used to play receiver. We all remember that. So you have to keep him in the pocket and make him make the tough throws.
Under first-year coordinator Bill Lazor, a former assistant in Philadelphia, Tannehill is expected to engineer a fast-paced attack similar to that of the Eagles, against whom the Patriots practiced and played the last two preseasons. Despite such familiarity, New England's Vince Wilfork isn't taking anything for granted.
We don't know what we may get. They showed a little stuff on film earlier, but we just have to see what happens with us going forward. You know, being able to look at some background where, you know, he came from with the Philly whole thing, but we don't know if they're going to give us that whole setup from Philly. So it's good if he does, because we practice against, and it's very tough, to try to manage and stop those guys to what they do, but. We want to just see what we get.
At the same time, Wilfork recognizes the talent of the Dolphins' skill players, who include recently acquired running back Knowshon Moreno and blossoming tight end Charles Clay.
They have three backs that can run the football. They have an active quarterback that can move in the pocket, can get out the pocket with his legs, and then you have receivers. And I think they have one of the most underrated tight ends in the game in Clay. So their skill set, they up there with the best, and we understand that. So it's going to be a tough day for us, especially going on the road against a division team. It's no pushover for us.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.